This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United States has carried out its first evacuation of American citizens and permanent residents from Sudan since war broke out in the capital 2 weeks ago. It's according to the U.S. State Department. Officials say unmanned aircraft provided armed overwatch for a bus convoy believed to be carrying out hundreds of Americans over 500 miles or 800 kilometers. The land evacuation came 6 days after U.S. Special Operations troops briefly flew to Khartoum to airlift out American staffers at the embassy and other U.S. government personnel. Meanwhile, in a UNICEF video, Adonig Ledoux, who is a chief of communications in Chad, says water in this region has been scarce.
Population here has problem in accessing drinkable water. So with a huge number of refugees coming in, it's going to be the main issue urgently before those people can even settle further away from the border.
The U.S. Army has grounded all of its non-critical flight missions until pilots can receive new training. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us why.
This safety stand down comes in the wake of Thursday's deadly mid-air collision between two Army Apache helicopters returning from a training mission over Alaska. There was also a crash last month in Kentucky that killed 9 soldiers. All aviation units are ordered to review the maintenance of their aircraft, pilot training, and safety precautions. An Army spokesman says the suspension of air operations is effective immediately. Active duty units will undergo new training the first week of May, while reserve units will have until May 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. regulators Friday put large banks on notice that tougher oversight is coming after the Federal Reserve and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation issued detailed reports on what went wrong and where their supervisors came up short in the run-up to the two biggest bank failures of SVB and Signature since the Great Financial Crisis, Reuters' Chris Dignam.
The U.S. Federal Reserve on Friday released a scathing review of its own oversight of the now-shuttered Silicon Valley Bank, saying in a 114-page report that it failed to identify problems and push for fixes at the California lender before it collapsed in the biggest bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis. The Fed's vice chair for supervision said SVB's collapse, quote, demonstrates that there are weaknesses in regulation and supervision that must be addressed.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Canadian and U.S. officials announced a deal to trace guns that are intercepted at the border between the two countries, VOA's Marissa Melton.
The officials say the move is meant to enhance efforts to stop the smuggling of handguns across the border. Canada's public safety minister and the United States Secretary of Homeland Security said they signed 4 agreements in Ottawa aimed at addressing cross-border crime, including one featuring increased tracing of firearms. Canada's Border Services Agency will cooperate with the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives to trace guns seized at the border to see who purchased them and whether they were previously used in crimes. Last year, more than 1,000 firearms were reported to have been seized at the border, according to a government source not authorized to speak on the record. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. National Security Advisor has called for deeper interaction between his country and Taiwan during a visit to the self-ruled island, which has seen increasing military threats from China. John Bolton, a potential Republican presidential candidate in 2024, said at a pro-Taiwan independence event Saturday that national security teams from both sides must develop contingency plans on how to respond to actions Beijing might take, warning it would be too late once an attack actually occurs. Bolton is former U.S. President Donald Trump's hawkish national security advisor. His visit reflects the importance of the island's democracy as an issue in the U.S. presidential election next year amid heightened tensions between Washington and Beijing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.